President?
Yes.
You've got a few minutes. I'd like to talk to you about the copper situation.
Sure would. Could we do it early in the morning? I've got a reception with all these governors, you see, and then
sure.
I'd love to. I think we've got to do something.
Yes, and I got a call. You can surmise I got a call from Abel, and he's very troubled.
Yeah.
And he asked for some ideas. I have some ideas.
I sure wish you'd give them, and let me call you early in the morning, although I'm leaving town, but if there's anybody in the world solve it, you can. Nobody else can. Meaning them, call me up and ask me. Said that Abel and them needed a board appointed.
Well, no, I wouldn't appoint a board.
No, I mean, they did before.
You had a board.
Yeah, they told me, I'm just trying to give you a little history. They told me they needed a board appointed.
Yeah.
And the company didn't want a board. They raised hell about it. But I said, well, let's go with Abel. He was so damn good on that steel strike a few years ago that I said, yes, sir, we'll appoint him. Works was against the board. Commerce was against the board. We appoint him. And then we picked three pro-labor men, we thought, with George Taylor and with Monsignor Higgins and George Reedy.
Yeah.
And they came in and recommended about 6% for them, and they reduced their bargaining units from 64 to 12.
Yeah.
But they wouldn't take it, so I didn't want to put any heat on Abel, and I never have called him. They tell say he's got a guy named Monroney that just raised hell, and he promised them all, if mine, Melzer, Smelter out there, if they join him, he'd get them nationwide bargaining like steelworkers, and he'd guarantee it. So the governors are just burning my tail off, as is the Defense Department, as are the congressmen, and I mean liberal congressmen, Mo Udall's and just raising hell, Lee Metcalf, folks like that. So they came in, and everybody's for Taft-Hartley. And Wirt said, well, I don't think it ought to be for Taft-Hartley. I've got to deal with these folks, and I don't think it ought to be. And I said, well, now, Abel's the best guy that we've had, and he's in trouble, and this guy in Chicago's giving him trouble, and I don't know what Monroney's done, but let's just think this over. They said, they can't think. They got to act on it in Texas. And I said, well, hell, they can't. So I held it and came back up here. Well, yesterday, all the governors came in, and all the senators came in, about 10 of them, Clint Anderson and Joe Montoya and Wallace Bennett and Frank Moss and Lee Metcalf and all that group and the congressman. And I listened to them for 2 hours. The net of it is that they say that everything's going to hell in their states. The families all want to go back to work. There's just one guy at Pittsburgh or someplace, Monroney, that don't want to do it. And if they just give them any chance, they break out. If they don't, they're liable to come out of the union. Well, I said, all of y'all write me and tell me your position and what you recommend. They said, well, I'll tell you what we recommend. We recommend that you bring them right here to the White House and put Monroney and Abel across from the companies, and that they take the board report and they try to negotiate with it as a basis. And I said, well, I don't know. You write me what you recommend, and I'll look at it. And they said, well, it's your responsibility. And I said, well, that's true, but let's see how you discharge yours, what you recommend. So they demanded I call Meany in Miami. And so I checked, found out Meany was on train, so I never had called him, and I just procrastinated the last 2 days. Now, that's where it is.
I have a suggestion, and it's a very simple one. Yes. 3 minutes, I can do it.
I got three, but I got to be down stairs at 7:45 for the governor's shoot.
It'll just take 3 minutes.
All right.
Now, I know they're set up pretty well, you know, with Malone
sure
and all those fellows. You remember the way I suggested to you handle the General Electric thing when it worked out?
I
probably have forgotten.
I have, but I remember everything I ever talked to you about. You're the best negotiator in America, and I think the best advisor in this field in the world. So just tell me what to do, and I'll do it.
What you do, in my opinion, is you bring them in, as has been suggested to you by the governor, and you ask your new Secretary of Defense, your Secretary of Commerce, and your Secretary of Labor, you bring the board back in. You know, George Taylor and George Reedy.
Yeah.
And you asked your Secretary of Defense and your Secretary of Commerce and your Secretary of Labor to use their good offices based on the board's findings to make them settle.
Mm-hmm.
And to turn it right over to them. You cannot spend the time to negotiate. Now, I've had enough intimation from Abel that he's ready to ride herd on Maloney.
Yeah.
You see?
Yeah.
And this comes, he hasn't heard me make this recommendation. You could do it with the three men, or you could take a nice fellow like Dave Ginsburg, who just finished one job for you. Either one of the two. Call him in. Got to get this settled. And the board has made a constructive recommendation. And I want you fellas to go to work with my three cabinet members or my special representative and the board and come to a settlement. And if you did that, I think it would be settled.
I'll sure try to do that.
And it's ripe for settlement.
Maybe call them for Monday morning?
Yeah.
All right, then can I talk to you? I'm going to be busy. Can I talk to you tomorrow?
This is just between the two of us.
I know, but I want to get kind of my speech a little better in mind.
Right.
I'll call you tomorrow. I'm going to be away Friday and Saturday and Sunday, but I'll call you sometime, the first time I hit a stop.
Right.
You leave where the White House operator, and then you be thinking about what I ought to say to these three members.
Right.
I mean, you got to do it with the three members of the cabinet.
Okay. The board has to be in.
And the board, too, but I mean the three members of the cabinet. And,
yes. They're all involved.
You think about what I ought to say to them, and I'll call you tomorrow.
Fine.
Thank you so much out there. I sure do appreciate this. You're
very,
very helpful, and I'm grateful to you. And God, I got nothing but troubles, and you always make them lighter and easier.
Well, this is a burden you shouldn't have to bear.
Well, I wish you were president or deputy president. My God, I wish you Jimmy.
You got a good president.
I wish you were Jimmy Burns. He was a deputy president once, you remember? I don't know how much Roosevelt let him be deputy, but I...
About a half a day.
I sure need one, I'll tell you what. Goodbye, and I'll talk to you tomorrow.
Bye, Mr.